Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we worship you and praise you and thank you for the Word of God that you've so graciously preserved for us and given to us. Lord, I ask you to bless the Word today as it goes out. May you use your Word to quicken men's and women's spirits to the walk in holiness and to walk in love before you. We truly want to be true, dedicated sons of God that'll walk in obedience to the Word, that'll walk like Jesus did, so that as we walk like Jesus, we will be able to do the same things that Jesus done. Because he clearly told us that in Luke 6:40, that if we could do that, we would be able to do those things, the same things he did. So, Father, help us to walk in it. Bless your Word as it goes out today. And may you reveal yourself to many people in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now let me tell you something, folks. As Christians, the only truth suitable for eternity is the truth of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Now if you and me fail to realize this, we will only be like our teachers, never doing more than the deeds of our fathers. Now then, our teachers and our fathers, more than likely, did the best they could. I know mine did. But my dad didn't have a clue about the mighty things that God has revealed to me from his Word. But I'm going to tell you, our goal is not simply to do the deeds of our fathers, but to do the deeds of Jesus. Now, my dad was a good man. He was an honest man. He had the greatest integrity. But he did not walk in the gifts of the Spirit. He didn't even know they were there. My mother, she was a wonderful, godly woman. She loved the Lord with all of her heart. But she had no knowledge, no revelations of the gifts of the Spirit. Therefore, Scripture instructs you and me to consider the outcome or the end of a man's way of life before we submit to his concepts of life. In so considering, it is obvious that only one person, only one, the Lord Jesus Christ, proved by his resurrection that he knew the secrets and all of them of life. Now, by conquering death, he revealed he understood life and what makes it work. Although Jesus will use people to teach us, we must not become followers of mere men where those men are not indeed conform to Christ. Our goal must be conformity to Jesus Christ and him only. Now, any other teachings that you and I have received that does not support this singular purpose must not be allowed to rule us. In the pilgrimage of the soul to find itself, we must surrender what we were to God, for unless we lose our lives to Jesus, we cannot find them, because he tells us that in the Scripture. You see, when we come to Christ, all that we are in nature and character is destined to change. The Bible tells us God has provided for us a new heart, a new mind, a new spirit, a new nature, and ultimately, even a new name. Now, he told us that in many different places in the Scriptures. It's all in the Word of God. Remember, when you were born again, you received the very Spirit of God, and through his Spirit you were birthed into another realm, the kingdom of heaven. Though your feet are still on earth, through the vehicle of the Holy Spirit, you are united to the actual person of Jesus Christ, who is seated at the throne room of God. Even as your limbs are attached to your torso, so your heart is attached to the power of God. You are never alone. You don't have to ask God to be with you. He promised to never leave you, because Christ is always with you and I. What you were as a person prior to salvation, you will never be again. Now, the promises of God is, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, that's 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, everything, even your intelligence and your physical appearance, is now subject to change for the better. Old failures, prejudices, and attitudes are destined to go. New faith and hope should be growing within you daily. How do we attain such a wonderful new beginning? We receive the Spirit of Christ into our hearts to empower us, and we study the words of Christ to direct us, and whatever we find in us that is not like Jesus, we crucify it. Because the Lord told us to crucify the flesh or mortify the deeds of the flesh. That means to get rid of all those things that does not glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. If you will do that, you will absolutely become a changed human being. And as you'll read God's mighty word, He will empower you if you will read His word and do what it says. Now, it has some very stringent requirements, but if you will do what the word of God says and then believe what He says in His word, nothing shall be impossible with you. Now then, another manner through which strongholds are built into us is through our experiences and the conclusions we have drawn from them. Now, these experiences, for better or worse, are what we call reality. Let us realize that life, as we perceive it, is based upon whatever network of thoughts and opinions we are currently allowing to govern our souls. On the other hand, God defines reality as the truth found in His Word. For us to travel from our world into the reality of God, we must view Jesus' words as doors through which we enter God's eternal kingdom. Now, in the combined meaning of all Jesus taught, we find the reality of the kingdom of God. Victory comes when we line ourselves up to the reality of God's life. Now, I will tell you that if you have never heard me tell the testimony about my granddaughter, the reality, everybody thought my granddaughter was reality. Even Christian men and women that were doctors and nurses down there in Cook's Medical Center in October of 2001, when my granddaughter was in a car wreck and she was so crushed, skull fractured in 5 places, brain stem disconnected, eyes disconnected from her head, face tore all to pieces. So many internal injuries in her little chest. It was bleeding out of her nose, her ears, her eyes, her mouth. Her right knee crushed, left leg broken in 2 places. And when I got there, they told me it's impossible for her to live. I said, oh no. John 15:7, Jesus made me promise. He said, if my words remain in you and you remain in me, you can ask me for whatever you want and I'll do it for you. Now then, when you become this new creature in Christ and you begin to hide God's word in your heart, this word takes on a whole new revelation or whole new meaning to you, and the promises of God are yours. So I didn't go in that hospital screaming and kicking or saying, where is God? I knew where He was. He was sitting on His throne. I knew what He would do if I stayed in total faith and confessed His word and believed with no doubt in my heart. He said He cannot lie, and He said He would do anything I asked Him to do. Well, I asked the Father in the name of Jesus to raise my granddaughter up off of that deathbed and heal her and restore her and do such a wonderful work on her that everybody would know that He did it. And He did it. He raised that little girl up. He didn't do it overnight. It took several weeks and even into the months, but He restored her legs, and they did not do any surgery on my granddaughter. I would not let them touch her with a knife. He healed a crushed right knee. He healed a broken left leg in 2 places with no surgery. He put her brain stem back together. Her EEG today is perfectly normal. He reconnected her eyes to her brain stem, to the brain, which the doctor said there's no surgery in the world can reconnect that. But He put that back together. He connected everything back up. He restored her face within 2 weeks' time where there was not a scar or a mark on it. And all the time, I am taking God's word and going through that hospital and telling people what he was going to do as I come from to his word. And he did all those wonderful things for me. Now then, to topple the stronghold of our experiences, we must let God be found true, though every man be found a liar. Now that's Romans 3:4. The only one who has a right to shape our lives is Jesus Christ. We must determine to allow nothing and no one to shape us, not even our personal experiences, unless they are consistent with the promises of God. Now then, when you get a chance to walk through a hospital and your experiences are consistent with the promises of God, which is what I did here, then you can learn from these experiences. But now, if somebody tells you something and the experiences they have do not line up with God's word, then you don't want to listen to those. Now, in truth, who is ruling our lives? God or our experiences? To the degree that our experiences do not conform to the word of God, they subtly teach us that God is not who he says he is. We must guard our hearts and the opinions we form about life, for unless the events of our lives are consummated in Christ's likeness, they are incomplete. In other words, even though you were not healed, you should not conclude healing is not for today. God's provision is eternal, which means that until heaven and earth pass away, he has provided for our healing. In regard to sin, though you repeatedly stumble, you must continue to believe God for grace to overcome. You must give yourself room to grow into new insights. You must never surrender your faith in God's word. Experiences may seem valid, but if they have left you thinking that Jesus is not the same today as he was in the Gospels, the conclusion you have drawn is wrong. It is a stronghold that must be pulled down. Now then, the thing about it is, you must make sure that your experiences line up with God's mighty word. Now then, when you begin to quote his word, the experiences you have will be the same things the word of God teach. Now, when you hear people that teach these things don't work, then you need to check them out, because God's word never changes. We come to the end of another day. I invite you to call me for teaching tapes on these tapes that we do. 940-242-2106. And I will be happy to send you these tapes. 940-242-2106. I also like to invite you to our church at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We start at 2 p.m. every Sunday afternoon. We have church in the afternoon from 2 to 4. So come expecting our precious Lord Jesus to do a miracle for you. Praise the Lord.